going to be using, looking at John 18 and beginning in verse 28. There's a lot of scripture here that lends itself to this message. What I'd like to point out is that what is happening in the world seems to be, right now, seems to be so overwhelming and so such a great hubbub, furor, and windstorm, as it were, a tornado of worldly activities and threats and anxiety over stuff of the flesh. And I want the Lord just spoke this in my ear, as it were, brought into my mind about Jesus before Pilate. Now, the reason I think this is valuable, it is scripture, but the reason that this story, I think, affects us right now is that it brings together several, I hesitate to say the complete forces of the world, but at least the forces that were the things that were going on in Jerusalem, things that were going on in Israel, things that God was causing to happen, that God was bringing through Jesus to the point of his crucifixion and sacrifice for us, for his people, to purge us from all unrighteousness. And what we have is we have the collision of the religious leaders, the Jews, who had thought they were protecting God, thought that they were carrying out the scripture, and in fact they were carrying out the scripture, but they didn't know what they were doing. They were trying to preserve what existed, what had been handed down to them. And it didn't come from spiritual insight, it came from rules, it came from what those that went before them had thought and seen in the Word, and they were not operating in the Spirit, not on purpose anyway. And throughout this series of scriptures, beginning in verse 28 of chapter 18, it says, they led Jesus, therefore, from Caiaphas, he had been before the high priest, into the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves might not enter the praetorium in order that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Now, isn't that silly? I mean, I understand they had the rules, they had the law, and they would be ceremonially unclean. But here they are going to execute the Messiah. Anyway, Pilate before that, therefore, went out to them and said, what accusation do you bring against this man? And they answered and said, if this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you. So they have no charge. Pilate therefore said to them, take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. The Jews said to him, we are not permitted to put anyone to death. The situation in the world was such that the Jews were carrying out the will of God that had been prepared from before the foundations of the world. And according to the rules of the world at that point, they couldn't execute him. They had to go to Rome for that. And Rome was the world government. And we are not permitted to put anyone to death, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying the kind of death he was about to die. That's verse 32. Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium, summoned Jesus, and said to him, "You are King of the Jews." Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest delivered you up to me. What have you done?" The irony of all this, and of course the Lord has his absolute hand on all of this, and making sure that all that had to be said was said, and all that needed to be done would be done. It would be complete, it would be perfect, it would be fulfilling of all that was necessary for righteousness. And Pilate, of course, he doesn't understand what's going on, but he doesn't understand what's going on spiritually, but he does understand what's going on worldly in the world. He is a politician. He is no fool in the world's eyes. He is the governor of this province. And he knows that Jesus, and it goes on and says it many times, "I find no guilt in him. There's nothing according to the law of Rome that he has done to deserve death. He doesn't deserve imprisonment. He has done nothing." And here is an important point. Jesus is speaking to Pilate. Pilate has said, "What the chief priest delivered you up to me. What have," verse 35, "what have you done?" Verse 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom," this is what's important, "my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Jesus is stating who he is. He is stating that he is the king. But he is not a king of this world. Pilate therefore said in verse 37, Pilate therefore said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Would that not be the banner phrase of this world right now? What is truth? Well, if we don't like what truth is, we'll just change it. We'll declare that right is wrong and wrong is right and black is white and white is black. Pilate didn't have a clue. He was operating on knowledge of the world. And I'm not condemning him for that. That's what he had. And Jesus declares to Pilate, "You say correctly," this is verse 37, "you say correctly that I am a king." He is the king right now. He is the king then. He is the king forever. Amen. We have nothing to fear. Pilate had all the power of Rome. He will say it again. He will say it later in this scripture. I have the power to condemn you and the power to free you. So he thought.
Yeah.
And it appeared to him that he did. Anybody else he could have executed. He had the power from the overking, Caesar. So Pilate goes out and he tells the Jews, I find no, this is verse 38, I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom, see, he's a politician. He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening in the muddled minds of the Jews. They're trying to get their way and they're trying to figure out how to get around him and around the rules that affect, that are messing them up. And they want to get rid of this guy because he's messing with their tradition. They're messing with their authority. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you wish that I release for you the King of the Jews? And the people, it doesn't say that here the people, but in we understand it is the crowd. Pilate went before the crowd to release, to offer his release. And they cried out, do you want for me to release the King of the Jews? Therefore, they cried out again and said, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. And they called down condemnation on themselves. They did not recognize the Messiah. He had performed all the signs. He had the power and the authority. He had never harmed anyone. He had never threatened anyone with evil. But he recognized evil, and he called it evil when it was there. All that he had done, he fulfilled what the Messiah was in, what the Messiah was to do. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus, scourged him. This is verse chapter 19. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and they humiliated him. And we know this story. And Pilate came out again to the people and said to them, they'd already said, give us Barabbas. He came out to them and he said, behold, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him. The earth was declaring the truth of God. There is no guilt in Jesus. Skipping down. They are adamant. I mean, this whole scene is confusion and I'll just read it. I think it's worth reading. Jesus therefore came out wearing a crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, behold the man. When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out saying, crucify, crucify. Pilate said to them, take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no guilt in him. That's three times. I find no guilt in him. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by that law he ought to die because he made himself out to be the Son of God. Well, by that law, he was the Son of God. He did not break the law. But they're clamoring based on words that he should die. When Pilate therefore heard this statement, he was more afraid. And he entered in the praetorium again, and he said to Jesus, where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, you do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?
Hallelujah.
That would be frightening to anyone in the flesh. But the Lord Jesus knew who he was, and he knew what the power that he had. And Jesus answered to him, answered Pilate, "You would have no authority, you would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me up to you has the greater sin." Pilate had no authority over Jesus at all. This was God's intent, that Jesus would die at the hands of the Romans at the accusation of the Jews. He would fulfill all that was necessary, all that the law couldn't do. It pointed the way, but it did not cleanse unto righteousness. But Jesus does. Okay, so he tells him, "You would have no authority over me unless it had been given you." So Jesus declares that the authority that Pilate has in this matter is from above. He could not do this on his own if he wanted to. As a result of this, Pilate made efforts to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar." Oh boy. That's what we hear over and over again. What's coming out of all the news outlets? Lies. Untruth. They're taking stuff that's not true and puffing it up as if it's some great big deal. As if it has to be dealt with. All this stuff is untrue. The truth is standing before Pilate. He is standing before the Jews. "You are no friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes Caesar." So the earth is weaving its lies. When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They therefore cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he, Pilate, then delivered him up to them to be crucified. We have nothing to fear. This king who went to the cross for us, whose actions and who all of these people that are recorded in Scripture were brought into the world to do, all these things had no authority over Jesus. None of what is going on now around us, nothing to do with health, nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with government, nothing to do with the economy. None of these things have any effect on the kingdom of God and our citizenship there and our the embrace that Jesus has upon us. The earth has no authority over us. We are in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that you help us to gather all of the broken pieces that we heard this morning and in these words about your crucifixion and the judgment of the world. Lord, we ask that you would help us to hold on to these things, to believe in what you have said and who you are, that you will have authority. You do have authority. And we can rest in that authority. That is the solid rock on which we stand. That you died for us, your blood was shed, and we are cleansed, and we are righteous because of you. And that you have gone back to the throne and are reigning with God the Father, and the Holy Spirit is here leading us in all truth, the way of truth, in all understanding, and keeping us unto your purpose and empowering us to be about your business, to believe you and to cause others to believe. Lord, we desire to be about your work. We desire to trust you, that you would build faith within us and cause us, Lord, not to quake. As the disciples were overwhelmed in this time when you were about to be crucified, they were completely scattered and shattered, did not understand what was going on at all. But Lord, you have revealed it to us, just as you later revealed it to them. Lord, help us. Help us to trust in you in all things. For you are able. Your government has all authority and will have no end. We thank you and praise you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.